U.S. and Iraqi leaders continue their meetings aimed at mapping out the country's short-term political future. And women are starting to wonder where they will fit in. Iraqi women voice their complaints to the self-declared civil administrator in Baghdad. They want respect, they want jobs and help to survive, and they want a voice in shaping Iraq's future. For now, Iraqi women have more pressing issues that need attention. Iraqi women have the right to vote, but law professor Mishkat Al-Momen says that's not enough. She says women need a special government office that will deal with women's issues.
Social rights, civil rights are more important than political rights. First of all, let women feel socially saved, civilly saved. Then let's talk about political rights. Under Saddam's regime, we do have political rights. We have the right to vote. Do you think it's important? I have the right to vote, but I can't put a sandwich in my son's mouth.
Many Iraqi women have lost loved ones in Saddam's prisons and his wars and have had to raise their families on their own with little help. Mrs. Momen says widows and divorced women have suffered discrimination and neglect under Saddam Hussein.
Iraqi women suffered a lot. First of all, there was a direct damage. Many of Iraqi women lost their husbands, and this was very difficult for them. They have to raise their children. They have to own money to raise their children. And this wasn't a very easy job.
Mrs. Momen says divorced women like herself were treated with disdain and discrimination in the workplace.
For me, when I worked at the university, 2 years, the dean refused my application because I was a woman. Yes, he told me that. And the head of the department told me the same words.
Many women have sought out Mrs. Momen for legal advice. She dreams now of opening a women's center to provide moral, psychological, and legal support.
I have an idea of starting a small union just for widow and divorced women. Because, first of all, I felt it myself. I felt it. What does it mean?
Businesswoman Fadwa Shahab Ahmed says she has few complaints about her work situation. She ran a travel office before the war and hopes to reopen it soon. As she adjusts her loose-fitting headscarf, Mrs. Ahmed says she is more concerned about the shape of Iraq's future government. We need a government that respects Iraqi and Muslim customs, she says, but, she cautions, not a strict Islamic rule that would curb women's rights. In the political vacuum that has followed the end of the war, Iraqis expressed concern that fundamentalist Muslim clerics would grab control of Iraq's political future. University student Sudad Yunus says she would never accept an Iranian-style government ruled by religious leaders.
Saddam Hussein used to talk about religion, but not forcing us to wear chador and go to mosques. Yes. If they get the chance to rule Iraq, Shia government, they'll force us to do many things.
In the end, Sudad Yunus believes the majority of Iraqis will choose a secular government that has, in her words, a religious dimension. She also expects women to play an important role.
I hope that I can see a minister, a female minister in the government, talking about the representing the Iraqi women. For example, we could have a woman who could roll a newspaper, a magazine. These things. We haven't heard of these things.
Sudad Yunus wants women included in the interim government that oversees Iraq's transition to democracy. After all, she says, women represent half the population and cannot be ignored. Lori Kassman, VOA News, Baghdad.